This is Jill, and welcome back to the Sports Ethos Kings podcast. Thanks for bearing with me. And as you can probably tell again, yes, I am sick. So, been dealing with it the last couple months, kind of like everybody else has around here. But we're rolling with it. So for the next 2 weeks, I will be podcasting from Colorado. I'm here with my family for the holidays. And so I will be without my normal equipment. So bear with me. But let's get this thing going. So our big message for the Kings road trip was make it through December. Survive December. By going 500 on that road trip, they certainly are on their way to doing that. Now, on the last podcast, I gave the numbers of the Kings having the fourth hardest schedule and then having the eighth hardest pairing of offenses and going against the fifth hardest pairing of defenses. And since the road trip has now completed, the Kings are now, they've completed the still the fourth hardest schedule, but the defenses went from the fifth grouping all the way to the second grouping. So again, that just tells you the Kings are surviving and they're doing it against good teams. So again, just continue to win the games that you're supposed to win and take care of business, and you're halfway there. So now we're coming up on a homestand and we are really starting to give ourselves a real home court advantage like we always used to. I mean, there were seasons where there was a full season where this team did not win a road game for a full season, but they won 24 games for the year because they won them all at home. They were known as the Argo Thunder. It's a very real thing. We're getting it back at Golden One Center. I'm not sure if anybody heard Malik Monk on the Bill Simmons podcast, but they talked about how Malik was saying how surprised he was about the Sacramento crowd. And it is just, you know, exceeded all expectations that he had had. And so it's cool seeing that's picking up between all the players. And then some national media are now picking up on it again. So sorry, I'm kind of losing my voice there. Just got to get through this. Yeah, so it's just cool to see from outside perspectives again, this thing picking up. Now to start off about Mike Brown and his badass ejection. That really, really helped turn the tides of the end of that road trip. Had Brown not have done that, I'm not sure if the Kings would have followed through and won that game. And then who knows what happens in Toronto. So it was really cool to see him take one for the team and then the team respond the way they did. And then it was really cool to see Jordy and Jay and Doug and Luke and the rest of those guys step up. And then how excited Mike was for Jordy after the game. And then now we have the Defensive Player of the Game Award, you know, necklace. And the players, you know, they turn off the lights and they have their laser pointers. And so you're really just seeing, you know, and then they're doing the post-game pictures together with the Beam team. And Sabonis is putting up Instagram stories of... He did one where they were Elf. He did one of Christmas Vacation. It's just really cool seeing these guys buy in and building this together. And there's a sense of belief. And so we know trade deadline. Now we've passed the 12, I shouldn't say deadline, but the kind of start of when you could do it based on the offseason moves. And so... There's a lot of unknowns, and we've seen Holmes get some minutes in these last couple games. We're seeing Kata staying up with the team, even though the showcase is going on right now. We know Alex Len is going through, his non-COVID illness. Like it's, again, we're all battling through it. And then James also mentioned, you know, stuff going on back home with him. And so, you know, thoughts and prayers to him and his family, you know, continued for what they're going through. So there's just a lot of unknowns going forward, but I do love that it's been very much the next man up mentality. We saw Kevin Herter go out for a game and we saw Terrence Davis step up and go into the starting lineup and have a huge game against his old team. So that was great to see. And then when Herter came back and then Davis had to come back off the bench, you know, it's not always easy being fluctuating your roles and stuff like that. So it's nice seeing guys step up and we're seeing Malik kind of come back to what he was doing. And it's nice to see him and Fox together. And we're seeing Fox come back into himself. And we're seeing Domas just continue to put up his crazy all-star numbers. I know Mike Brown was saying that if you don't vote for him for an all-star, like he doesn't know, you know, what the hell you're watching, basically. And so, again, there's just a lot of things to be excited for. The Kings tonight are going up against Charlotte and Coach Clifford. And so a lot of you know about Steve based on if you listen to my coaching podcast with him back there. But the Hornets are struggling and, you know, they've had a lot of injuries. And so, you know, a lot of off the court issues and a lot of injuries. They've had starters out. They've had backups out. And so they're playing a lot of their first and second rounders that they haven't been playing, that hadn't had opportunities last year. And so it's a learning curve for those guys. And so, again, it's a game they should go in. It's a game they should win. And I know LaMelo's coming back from his injury, but he seemed to pick up right back where he left off. But yeah, it's a game that the Kings should win. And I know sometimes those first home games back can be trap games. People were saying the same thing for Toronto. They were just coming off of a road trip. And that was, you know, the Kings were their first home game back. But I'm just hoping that I know they talked about that possibly just being standing room only tickets available for tonight, which is wild. The thinking that we're already in just standing room only on a Monday night against a not good Eastern Conference team. But that just shows how starved this city is for this product and how excited we are to be watching it, you know, to be watching it unfold.
So after that home stand, you know, my big thing about defensive rating is just be average. And we're sitting at 19 right now. I have to say, I did not think going against the competition that we did, I wasn't sure if it was gonna, you know, be farther down. So to me, sitting at 19 after playing the competition again that we've played, I'm happy with, you know, our progress and where we're at. And all parties still agree that there's work to be done, but you can see the path forward. Now, offensively, we're sitting at top six. Now, we have played. Again, let me reiterate, we've had the fourth hardest schedule while playing the second grouping of the hardest defenses in the league, and we have the sixth offensive rating. Defensively, we've played the eighth hardest groupings of offense, and we're sitting at 19. So again, you can see the progress, you can see the path, they just need to stick with it, keep going, you're going to have some adversity, you're going to have some ebbs and flows. But just stick to the process and you can see it. You can see the results. Now, normally, when you're going up against a Steve Clifford team, you're used to facing a top 10 defense. Well, right now, like I said, because they're having to play so many of these first and second year guys, they're having, you know, they're struggling. And so they're 28th right now. So they've dropped. And so, again, this is something you can very much take advantage of. So defensively, they're 28th, and offensively, they're 30th. So again, take care of business, do what has to be done, at home, keep it going. Now, if you're looking at Hornets just from a last five-game perspective, their defense is 30th, and their offense is 22nd. So even if you're looking at a small span, Charlotte's struggling. Again, they're getting some players back. They have Gordon back and they have LaMelo back now. But still, it'll take time for those guys to, you know, reintegrate themselves. So go in there, do what needs to be done at home, feed off the energy of the crowd, and let's get this win. I'm sorry this is so short, guys, but this is about as much breath as I have right now. Being in the high altitude, I know you can hear, trying to cut out some of the heavy breaths that I can in here, but I know you can hear them. So again, thanks for bearing with me, and we'll have some more post-game recaps this week. And as always, go Kings!